Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. There's a story about a man who was turning 100 years old. And it was a small community, so they sent the reporter in to ask this man who has just turned 100, what is the greatest accomplishment of your life, in your opinion? And the 100-year-old man said, well, I don't have any enemies. And the reporter said, well, that's amazing. With a gleam in his eye, the 100-year-old man said, I've outlived them all. And I think, you know, sometimes in our lives, we all have enemies of one sort or another. How do we treat them? How do we respond when we don't see eye to eye with people? Maybe his response was, I'm just going to outlive them. Maybe you have different responses on how you respond to those who just drive you crazy. Jesus wants us to have a little bit different perspective. The world says, you know, if you have been hurt, get even. If you've been wronged, you know, strike back. And Jesus knows that he wants us to be different. He wants his followers to respond differently. And so Jesus told everybody that was near him. Jesus, at the beginning of his ministry, he has just called the disciples. He has set the 12. He's begun to perform some miracles. And here in the Gospel of Luke, this is his Sermon on the Mount, his expanded time of teaching. And he says to do this, love your enemies. And if you remember from last week, there's four different types of love. There's brotherly love, there's kind of lust love, there's familiar love, and then there's the final kind of love, agape love. Guess which kind of love this is? It's agape love. It's the sacrificial love. It's a love that puts the other person first. And so Jesus is saying, not just kind of put up with your enemies. Jesus isn't saying just outlive them. Jesus says, in a way that takes something from you, in a way that costs you, love your enemies. Well, how do you do that? What does that look like? Jesus goes on to teach, well, do good to those who hate you. If there's somebody who really drives you crazy, Jesus says, do good to them. And that can be expressed in lots of different ways, but Jesus says, one of the ways that you can love your enemies is to be good to them, to be kind to them, to find something that is missing in their life and provide for them, something that they wouldn't expect, something, again, it might cost you something to extend that hand of friendship, to be vulnerable and put yourself in a loving position with them. Jesus also says, for those who curse you, bless them. And one of the greatest ways to bless them is how can you make their life better? How can you do something in their life that is a blessing to them that they just have to sit back and say, thank you? The third thing that Jesus says is to pray for those who mistreat you. That Jesus challenges one of the ways that we love those who are different than us, those who maybe have different ways of thinking, of acting in this world, people that we don't understand, pray for them. Pray that God may bless them. Pray that you might have an opportunity to bless them. I don't know about you, but there are some parts of Scripture that I wish weren't there, right? You know, I wish there were some parts of Scripture that Jesus wouldn't have said. I know that he invites us in. He gives us this grace. But this is a hard teaching. Does Jesus really expect this of us? Jesus goes on to say, well, this is not just the beginning of it, but if somebody strikes you on the cheek, turn the other cheek. If someone takes your cloak, all right, give him your tunic. Give to anybody who asks you. And if anybody takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. All right, it's one thing to love your enemy, but this is crazy talk, right? This is going above and beyond. Why in the world would Jesus ask his followers to do and love in such an extreme way. Because he says, you know, when you look at the world, you look at even sinners, those who don't know and believe in Jesus, do sinners do good to those who love them? Yeah. Do sinners lend to people expecting to get it back? You bet they do. Do sinners give something hoping that that invitation or that will come back to them? Jesus is saying, yeah, this is the way of the world. We love those who love us. We're good to those who are good to us. We lend to those that we know will get it back. But Jesus challenges us as his followers to be what? To be different. We've spent the beginning of this year looking at this, that God calls us. We have been called, we have been made to be different. There's something that happens to us when Jesus gets a hold of our heart and our life. He calls us not to be the same as the people in this world, but we are called to be and made different. And it's not just for us. We're called to be different, and this is what I'm talking about when I say different, that we want to live our life in such a way that demands an explanation. We want to live our life in such a way that it demands an explanation. If someone took your, what could somebody take? Somebody took your car. Here's the keys to my house. Whoa, all right. Or if somebody took, you know, a neighbor. There's some neighbors that you can lend something to and you're okay because you know they'll bring it back and they'll clean it and everything. But what about that neighbor that you see, you know, stuff in their yard, you know they don't take care of their own stuff, and they ask you, hey, can I borrow blank? Let me think about that. Why is this important? You know, so often, I think we get attached to our stuff because it belongs to who? Us, right? In our minds. We get attached to our stuff because we think that it belongs to us, but who does it belong to? Who do we live for? Everything belongs to God. And we live not for ourselves, but that our lives may bring glory to God. And so Jesus says that when you're different, when you love your enemies, when you pray for those who persecute you, when you bless those who hate you, it brings God glory. It changes the world. And so Jesus says, love your enemies. Do good to them and lend to them without expecting to get back anything. This is a hard teaching. You know, when I want to just think in your own head, what does this kind of love look like in your life? What might this look like in your life? The past couple days, we just got done with a marriage retreat called Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage. And the speaker, Mark Gunger, his final session is how to live with somebody without killing them, all right? And he was kind of in a comical way saying sometimes when we spend, you know, get married, different people are attracted to each other because you do what? You complement each other. And yet sometimes when you use those things that complement you each other, they're differences. And when you are different than each other, sometimes that drives you crazy, right? I can't say that I've ever wanted to kill my wife. Well, okay, I can't say that. But there are times that people drive you crazy. And so how are you going to respond in a godly way? What does that kind of love look like for you? Maybe it is in your marriage. Maybe you're in a rough spot in a relationship with somebody. Maybe there's a coworker or a family member that you've just written off because of everything that they've done for you. Is God calling you to be different? To love in a way that demands an explanation because you shouldn't love that way. I don't know what they've done to you. But this is a love that forgives. This is a love that reaches out. A love that we remember that this is the kind of love that led Jesus to the cross for us. Now, granted, the title of this sermon is Lead with Grace, and I think we as Christians, we want to lead with love. But when Jesus came to earth, the scripture says that Jesus came, who came from the Father, he came full of grace and truth, that there are times in our lives where we also have to be truthful, where sometimes the truth is Jesus tells us all of these things: love your enemies, be good to those who hate you, pray for those who mistreat you. That when we hear those words, we come face to face with the truth. We don't always do that. We don't always live that way. We don't live and measure up to that standard. And Jesus says, because of that, we're sinful. We're separated from God because of our own disobedience, our own selfishness, the own ways that we hurt others. That's the truth of our lives, of this world, that we need grace. We need grace first because we are sinners. We are so much things that well within us that sometimes we hurt others. And the truth about hurt people is hurt people hurt people. And so can we break that cycle? As Hannah was talking about that rubber band, can we relieve that tension? Can we, as God's people, instead of striking back, respond with grace, knowing the truth is we have been forgiven in Christ because Jesus died on the cross for us. Jesus went to the cross because he loved us. Jesus went to the cross because he was thinking of us. And I think about Jesus in those last moments of his life, that on the cross, did Jesus love his enemies? Yeah. On the cross, did Jesus do good to those who hated him? Yeah. On the cross, did Jesus bless those who cursed him? Yeah. On the cross, did Jesus pray for those who mistreated him? Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. It's one thing for me to stand up here. I'm not perfect. I can't do this, all right? But Jesus challenges us to be like him, to love with that same love that he has poured into us, washing us clean, making us God's children. And so on the cross, Jesus says, I want you to go in this world remembering that God loved us while we were still his enemies. That Jesus died on the cross while we were still sinners. And so today, I want to challenge you. Love your enemies? By God's grace, with the strength of the Holy Spirit, may we say yes. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, the truth is we live in a world where there is so much division and so much hate and so much misunderstanding. Lord, help your church be a place where hate isn't even a part of who we are. But we aren't about being right, but we're about being Jesus to this world, knowing that we're all sinners and that we need a Savior. And at the heart of it, that's your heart, God, that you sent Jesus not to condemn the world, but to save the world. Help us to not judge, but to be merciful, to lead with grace, knowing that our world, our lives tell us the truth, that we're sinners in need of a Savior. Lord, let us in our own ways, in our families, in our workplaces, in our schools, help us to break the cycle of hate, to break the cycle of mistreatment, to break the cycle of hurting people that hurt people. Help us, Lord, to love our enemies, even as you, Lord, have loved us. We pray this in the name of Jesus, and all God's people said, amen.